Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City Council approves update to chicken ordinance. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Gillette City Council approved the zoning amendment on its third and final reading last Tuesday night to allow chickens to be kept in four zoning districts they were previously not allowed. 2 years ago, the city of Gillette passed an ordinance to allow residential chickens in the city limits in suburban residential, single-family residential, single and two-family residential, and mobile home districts. That still left out four zoning districts. The zones that have now been added include single and multiple family residential, R-3, multifamily residential, R-4, enhanced manufactured home district, and enhanced manufactured home suburban residential. In these four zoning districts, up to five hens per household are allowed. Permits must be authenticated by the property owner to avoid situations is keeping chickens on their apartment balcony without the landlord knowing. According to city code, coops must be at least 4 square feet per chicken, fully enclosed, properly ventilated, and predator resistant, and chickens must have access to the coop at all times. Coops are also only allowed in the backyard of a home, and there are limitations on the height and footprint of the coops. Governor Gordon orders flags to be flown at half-staff statewide in honor of lives lost in terror attack on Israel. Governor Mark Gordon has ordered both the U.S. and state of Wyoming flag to be flown at half-staff immediately to honor those who lost their lives, including American citizens in the attacks committed against Israel. Governor Gordon said Wyoming stands firmly by our ally Israel as she defends her people from the cowardly attacks of Hamas. We vehemently condemn the horrendous actions of these terrorists. Flags should remain at half staff until sunset on Friday, October 13th. According to Reuters, as of late last night, there have been at least 11 U.S. citizens killed in the attacks. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network News, I'm Terry Shalene.